message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight, for standing here tonight, the ninth day, I also want to appreciate my father, my pastor, for this great privilege. Sir, your anointing will not run dry in the name of Jesus. Can we appreciate and celebrate our Father in the Lord? Are you celebrating my Father just like that? Our God is good. All the time, God is good. Tonight is factors of success for a new beginning. Factors of success. We have been empowered so much from the day one of this program. And tonight, I know God is going to empower us the more in Jesus' name. Quickly, I'd like to take some few factors of success for a new beginning. You know something, many of us have heard these factors before. But many of us have not been putting it into practice. Hearing the word is not good enough. Hearing and doing the word makes you a success. Hearing and doing the word. It is in your doing. Practice what you have been hearing. Then you become a success. Tell your neighbor, you shall emerge as a success. Number one factor is diligence. Diligence. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. The Bible says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He becometh poor. He becometh. That English is, he becometh gradually. He's becoming poor gradually, gradually. He becometh poor. He's not poor in one day. He becometh. He becometh. That means diligence is gradual. I mean, laziness is gradual. It doesn't jump on people in one day. Gradually, gradually, gradually. And I pray anybody that has been exhibiting laziness in any form, tonight, God is going to terminate it in the name of Jesus. Diligence is essential. And then we are in a generation whereby everybody wants to get rich fast and quick. Nobody wants to do small, big jobs, small money, no. People are looking for small job, big money. My dear, Rome was not built in a day. Diligence is essential. Everybody that must become a success must be diligent. Tell your neighbor, you have to be diligent. You have to be diligent. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24, it says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. But the slothful shall be what? The slothful shall be what? Under tribute. I want to advise the ladies in the house, don't marry a lazy man. Praise the Lord. Don't marry a lazy man. You know something? And for the guys, don't marry a lazy woman. Guys, if you marry a lazy woman, do you know what happens to you? She can't give you good meals. She'll be too lazy to cook. Yes or no? And she will transfer the laziness to your children. Because you cannot give what you don't have. Definitely your children will become very poor. Your house will be so dirty. Laziness to clean. Diligence makes you a match as a success. In whatever you do, be diligent. Stay at it. Praise. Don't be slothful. You can never find a global impact person who is lazy or who is indolent. You can never. You can never. God does not commit wealth, doesn't commit success into the hands of lazy people. Look at how he picked David. He was the only son of Jesse found in the field with his father's sheep. There was no record of anywhere where his father was paying him. In fact, the father regarded him as a non-entity. So when they asked for another child, they said, where? Which other child? Hallelujah. But yet his diligence, he was diligent with the sheep, and God brought him forth to the palace. Your diligence where you are brings you, makes you notable. Tell your neighbor, you will become notable. You will become notable. You know, Abraham worked brutally. Worked hard, that's diligence. And Isaac, his heir, also worked hard. In Genesis chapter 26, from verse 18 to 20 to 22 or so, like that, there was an account of where Isaac kept digging the well. He kept digging. He didn't give up because the Philistines came up to cover the well. It says, and Isaac kept digging the well. I can't read because of my time. But he kept digging. He's digging the wells and redigging. They will come, they will take it over. He came again to dig, they will take it over. And alas, he didn't give up. Brethren, you have to keep watching until you outwalk the enemy. Pastor Ebenezer said something. He said, poverty is a spirit. And it's a demonic spirit. It's a spirit. But you know something? Principles are greater than principalities. Diligence is a principle. It works for everybody. When you are diligent at what you do, it will come to a point. That challenge will give up. Poverty will give way because it doesn't have, there is no way. He will just give up. But when you chicken out in time, then you allow the spirit of poverty to come in. Hallelujah. Look at Isaac, for example. If he dug the first well and he gave up, immediately the Philistines came up and he gave up, what would have happened? His camels or the inherited flock would have all died of what? Without water. That was it. But he didn't give up. Brethren, diligence comes with resilience, doggedness, not wanting to give up. That something is small, yet, does not mean that it won't grow. That's where many of us make mistakes. People love Yahoo, Yahoo Plus. They want to get money quick, fast money, quick money. But quick money ends with quick debt. Praise the Lord. And God cannot commit much into such people. But for you and I, the spirit of diligence will come upon us afresh in the name of Jesus. If that business is not moving on well, keep at it. Work more. Work more. Work more. The more, look at Isaac. He kept working. He kept working until he outworked the Philistines. He kept digging, digging, digging. They will take over. He will redig. They will take over until he outworked them. Tonight, he will outwork your enemies. In the name of Jesus. That amen is not powerful enough. I said you will outwork your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Another man that was very diligent, that God committed great resources into his care, was David, like I rightly said. David was a man that the lion came. In 1 Samuel 17:34. The lion came. They took one of it. The bear came. They took. But this did not make David to give up. Lion and bear is enough to make a man give up from, daddy, I'm not doing again. But yet he didn't give up. He kept going back. Why? That was what God saw in him that said, look, I have found a man after my own heart. Samuel, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Don't mourn over Saul anymore. I have found somebody else to replace. God will find you worthy tonight in the name of Jesus. I said, God will find you worthy tonight in the name of Jesus. You know, when I was in my 100 level, something happened my first semester. You know, jambites rushed. We had a whole lot of unsettled things. So there was a particular place I used to read there. And then virtually all grades was what I had. A, B, C, D. And then there was a particular course that I had D. I couldn't. I said, why did I have D? I haven't read. Then the following semester, we had to have a continuation of that course. We call it SSC 106. SSC 105. Then SSC 106, I read. And then I prayed. When the results came out, I said if it were possible for me to get 100, I will get it. Because it was so much determination. Brethren, and I got it. My level advisor had to go and send for me. Go and look for this matric number. There was a drastic change from my 100 level, my first semester results. I had A, B, C, D. All courses, all grades. But in the second semester, I had all A's, one B. That B was, I think it was 68 or so. I was prepare me. I said, praise the Lord. What am I trying to say? The difference between that first semester result and the second semester was what? Diligence. The level of time I dedicated. So as students, be diligent. The course is difficult. It's not difficult. It might be difficult for others. But so, in as much as human beings make the exams, exam questions, human beings must solve it. Praise the Lord. When you have that mentality, go all out. Be diligent at what you do. What anything, if you see a diligent man in a small business, you can commit more into his hands. But many of our youth want to get to a big place first before they start becoming diligent. It doesn't work that way. What you do when you are small is how you manage when you grow. I pray God will give to us the grace to be diligent the more in the name of Jesus. Number two, faithfulness. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 20. Bible says, a faithful man shall abound with what? With blessings. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Faithfulness is key to become a success. What does it mean to be faithful? It's easy to say I'm faithful. Are you faithful? Number one, what does it mean to be faithful? It means to be committed to what you do. To be committed. To be committed. You are committed in your department. You are committed in your business. You are committed. Not that you are selling rice today, for the following week, because you are faced with a little challenge. And then you feel the following week, dear, what I sell you, jump to it. You have to be committed, faithful. To be faithful is to be committed. And then number two, what does it mean to be faithful? To be faithful means to be consistent, doing the right thing. Consistent in doing the right thing. You are not moved by any other thing, but that particular thing that God has entrusted into your care, you are what? Consistent in doing the right thing over it. You are a worker in church, you are always on duty. In your business, you are always there. You know, the Bible says in Romans 12:11, I think it says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I heard of a woman who has a business, and then for 2 weeks locked up, went to mountain to meet with who? You locked up your shop, went to the mountain to meet with who? Because you feel there's no sales. There's no sales because of what? You have gotten the priority. You have not gotten your priorities right yet. Praise the Lord. Something is not working. Yes, they might have some challenges. Isaac had challenges. He was digging the well. Yet he kept redigging. He kept redigging. He kept redigging. Don't give people give up at every... Pastor told us something about Abraham Lincoln. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? If he had given up because he failed at the local level, he will never have emerged as a president. Brethren, faithfulness is being committed. If you ask people that are successful, many of them have failed before, but they did not become a success because they dropped at that failure level. They became a success because they tried again. And yes, they emerged. You will emerge a success. And then what does it mean to be faithful? Number C, it means to be available when you are meant to be available. To be available when you are meant to be available. A faithful man is available to his wife. A faithful husband is available to his wife. A faithful husband is available to his wife. And a faithful wife is available to his husband, to her husband. Faithfulness is being available. You are at your business. You are at your studies. Availability. You have not become ajala as a student. Ajala travels. Praise the Lord. Whenever God has committed, you are available at that particular point in time. Somebody calls you, I need this. Oh, you are available. Not that small, you know, some people have just a little level of success. And then they become, hello, they call them, hello, can I have, you will meet my shop girl. She will supply you. A little level of success, they relax. Availability, when you are meant to be available. It is easy to get somehow. Hard work is needed to get success, yes. But more work is needed to retain that success. More, if you have worked just A to get to a particular level of success, watch it. If you must retain that A, you need to work more than how you worked before. And if you must increase that level of success you were, you need to also work more. The result for more work is more work. Yeah? More work, the reward for more work is more work. When God blesses you small, you don't relax. Check the Bible. Everyone that relaxed at a little success, they were eased out in life cheaply. When you have a little success, work more. A little success, work more. And then keep, so that you can maintain that one and grow. Maintain it and grow. I pray for you and I tonight that you will grow in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to be faithful? To be faithful is to be what? Reliable and dependable. You are working in an organization. Can your boss or your subordinates, can they rely on you? Can they depend on you? They gave you a task. Do you need to be followed up? As a student, can you be relied on? Are you dependable as a student in whatever you are? You're working in a department. Can you be relied on? If we call for rehearsal, that Sister Lagbaja, she must be there. That's what we call faithfulness. Faithfulness. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. And I pray that you will be found faithful in the name of Jesus. You are a tailor. You are a designer. You have two fashion designer. A fashion designer, for example, are you faithful? They gave you just one piece of Ankara. You are disappointed and disappointed and disappointed and disappointed. You know, this thing is very common with people that work with their hands. You give a welder work. You say, come and collect it in 2 weeks' time. And then in 2 weeks' time, you get that. He hasn't even started it at all. You get there with so much annoyance, and then you say, what is he? He's simply not faithful. A faithful person is a person that can give you his or her word, and you will meet it just like that. If as humans you can be like that, then God will commit much more to your hands. Number three, planning. Number three, planning. In Luke chapter 14, from verse 28 to 31. Luke 14. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. The next verse. Lest haply after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him. 30, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish it. Or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first to consult whether he is able with 10,000 to meet with that come against him with 20,000. In essence, what am I trying to say? Plan. Planning is essential. If you must succeed in life, you must be a man or a woman that is given to planning. As a student, give yourself to planning. Plan your day ahead. Oh, tomorrow is Tuesday, for example. Have a diary. You can write 5:30 a.m. What will I do? If you can plan your time as a student today, plan your tomorrow today, it will help you to utilize tomorrow well. You won't waste it. You will not deliberately write 6 to 9 gist with Caro, 7 to 6 stroll to Dubai. You will not deliberately write some nasty things, but you will write productive things, and then you can use that plan to assess how productive your day has been. If you can start from that, it helps you to plan. You earn 10,000 naira as salary, and on the 5th of the month, you are already broke. You are a man that lacks planning. You can't be successful that way. Plan your, live within. English means within. You cannot spend all the 10,000. Let's assume you spend 9,000, the remaining 1,000 you save. Within your means. Let me tell you a bitter truth. Somebody tell you 10,000 naira, it's not enough. 10,000 naira, if you can't plan within 10,000, by the time you earn 100,000, it will never be enough. It will never be enough. Brethren, plan within. As a student, plan your time. It starts from, you're working somewhere, plan. You earn a salary, plan. Oh, I have 20,000 as my salary, for example. Somebody now comes to you with an Ankara of Ashwebi of 10,000. Is it not stupidity to say, let me give you 5,000 now, give you 5,000 naira in advance? When you know your 20,000 naira cannot accommodate it within what you have, that a man that cannot plan within what he have can't emerge as a success. That's a bitter truth. So brethren, for us tonight, if you have not been planning, from tonight get a diary or a small book and start planning. Plan your income plan. A family that plans ends well in success. Plan. Oh, you are in a relationship, for example. The guy has been dating you since 1900. Until now, he has not talked of marriage. Please check out after tonight. Because if he's a man that has plan or has future, should envisage that. In year 2020, let's get married. Oh, that's... If you are in a relationship and marriage is not the focus, check it out. Because that should be the ideal focus for a Christian. We are not unbelievers. It is unbelievers that will tell you, let's try. Oh, fine, you can try. And then after 2-3 years, we are still trying. You are waiting for him to propose to you. Which foolish proposal? What did you intend for me when you started the relationship first? So which, please check it out. It is still part of planning. You must plan. Don't waste your time with somebody that doesn't have the future for you. Oh, yeah, 2020. And then he has said that, then you can see that he has also put it into practice. Yeah, 2019. Oh, I should have a better job that earns. Oh, I should get a house. Yeah, 20. And then you are planning towards planning. A man that cannot plan cannot emerge as a success. If you see success in the hands of a man that can't plan, his inability to plan will destroy the success. That's it. I pray God will help us more in the name of Jesus. A man who goes about borrowing, immediately his wife delivers just to pay the wife's hospital bills, is a man that what? Can't be successful. It's not a cost. But you had 9 months to prepare. If it is 1,000 you are doing, bricklayer is more than 1,000 that they give them. 1,500. Some even advance. Some of them are advanced. Some 2,500. Yeah. Some 2,500. If you can do that, 2,500. Just do four. If you can just make us 10 days, do it. Kri, kri, kri. Add it and save it. It is, see, there is no, we are the people that look at jobs as demeaning. Pastor said it earlier, there is no job that you cannot find millionaires. There is no job. If you are a bricklayer, do the bricklayer with dignity. It's better than carrying a gun at the dead of the night. If the bricklayer is paying me off, you can see the result, and God is blessing me. Oh, I tell you, if a bricklayer comes here to a lady and he has a cool ride, he's got a house by himself, he has some lines of businesses he's doing, If he speaks to any lady, no matter how pretty you are, and then you will first, what do? I'm a bricklayer with a class. You will tell. You look for me to, you won't say he's a bricklayer, you will say he's an engineer. The Lord will. Yeah, you say he's a building engineer. Mm-hmm. What does he do? He molds blocks, he carries them from the points of the where they are molded, to carry them to the site. Hello, it's a beauty soapy. The Lord will help us more in Jesus' name. Number four, excellence. My time is fast spent. Excellence. Whatever thy hand findeth to do, Bible says, do it with all your might. That simply means excellence. You are a tailor. You don't have much customers yet. That one customer you have, sew it well. That from that one person, you might have referrals. And from that one person, you might not be able to sew for the rest of your life again. Whatever you don't wait to become big before you start doing it big. What you have a canteen, you have a small restaurant. Oh, you are talented in making food. You have a small restaurant that you can make food. Whatever, make the place neat. Make it tidy. You own a restaurant, and in the front of the place, you have debts everywhere. How will come and eat there? That is lack of excellence. If it's just one table and two chairs, you can afford for now. That size, do it with all you have. Excellence. Dress well. Let your customers know. Oh, good morning. Add class to it. Add class. I still have a friend. She didn't have a job. And then she told me, she was writing in the lorry, said, I've looked for a job, but Falakemi, I don't know where to. And then one day she said, I have an idea. And then she started going to banks, from one bank to the other. She would dress well. She would go and meet those staff of the bank, because she feels they can't go to the market by themselves. She would say, don't worry, I can help you go. Then it wasn't mandate we were putting pepper, it was okolowo. She said, I will go to the market for you, blend pepper, and deliver at your doorstep. She's a graduate. What does she? She blends pepper to sell. That's what she does. But when she suits up in the morning and she goes, she drives in her car, she will wear it rough, go to the market, buy all, blend, wash, blend, and then put it, portion it into bowls, deliver, and they pay her money. It is how you package it that make excellence is putting that little thing God has committed into your care or what your opportunity to do part time, give it all your best. And do it as if your whole life depends on it. Praise the Lord. Excellence is key. And I want us to know that in whatever you decide to do, excellence brings you to a place of, to a notable place. Excellence fetched David in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 16 and verse 21. When they needed somebody to play, they were said, let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player. That means what? Somebody who is experienced. Somebody who is skilled. Somebody who has the talent. Let them fetch. And in 21, they found David. Brethren, excellence makes you, brings you from obscurity. Brings you to the limelight. That which you think you are doing and where nobody is seeing you. When you do it excellently well, you will be brought to the limelight. For you seated here tonight, the Lord will commit greater things into your care in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will make you more, the spirit of excellence will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Number five, love for God. Your love for God. What can make, that's one of the factors of success, your love for God. What does it mean to love God? To love God is to have a heart that burns for God. You have a yearning. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things. When you love God, your heart burns, your heart pants after God. You just want to be where, and you just, David was a hardworking man, yes, but he was a man that also had a panting for God. And because of that, God couldn't just but bless him. Bless him. Blessings follow those that have, having put all other factors in place, diligence, faithfulness, excellence, all this, planning, and you love God with it, then your success is sure. Number two, what does it mean to love God? It's to live a life committed to keeping his commandments. 1 John chapter 5 verse 3, he says, for this is the love of God. 1 John 5 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. God's commandments are not grievous. His commandments are not hard Keep it. If you love God, you won't sleep in a man's house overnight and come in the morning and say you want to come and sing. If you love God, you won't do some funny. God, His commandment says, thou shalt not steal. If you love God, you won't steal in your place of work. You can't steal and expect God to, and yet you'll be praying for promotion in your place of work. No matter how well you fast and pray, promotion will never come. Instead of promotion, you are reminding God to demote me. Demote me, God. Demote me because you have been stealing. Praise the Lord. When you love God, you don't do some things. You don't do some certain things. Obey His commandments. His commandments are not grievous. Number three, what does it mean to love God? To have a kingdom priority lifestyle. A kingdom priority. The kingdom is more at your heart. And there are some signs of the love. If you know you love God, there are some signs that you have. Number one sign is you will love His word and keep it. You will love the word of God and keep it. Number two, you will love His house. You will love His house. Number three, you will give to God. My time is fast spent. And then number four, you will win souls. When you love God, whatsoever you do for a living, God will always enlarge it. He will bless it. And these are the signs of love for God that I illustrated. You will win souls. You will give to God. Your heart will be where God is. That is winning souls, giving to God. You will love His word and keep it. And then the last factor of success is godly association. Godly association. 1,000 friends are not enough. 1,000 good friends are not enough. One bad friend is too much. One bad friend is too much. 1,000 good friends are not enough. But one bad friend. Brethren, friends, iron sharpeneth iron. Your friends help you to emerge as a success. Or they what? Pull you down. After tonight, assess yourself. Go through your phone. If there are some friends that still keep calling you or that you still keep tête-à-tête, if you must emerge as a success, you need to check out from some of those friends. Hallelujah. Look at this man, this paralytic man in the Bible. Because of our time, I won't be able to open. In the book of Mark chapter 2 verse 2 to 4. This man, he was paralytic. He couldn't move. He was just sick on the bed, just like that. But he had four good friends. They could have given up on him and said, whoa, that is your situation. That's your destiny. But these guys didn't give up on him. They helped him to emerge from a level of what? A sick man to a level of a man that was whole. They could not, they accepted no for an answer. They went to the door. It was crowded with people. Yet they tried to open the roof and they succeeded and that man got his healing. Look for friends that will help you become a better person. Friends that will add value to you. In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, two disciples, Peter and John, the Bible says they were what? They didn't go to school. Ordinary men. But it was perceived that they had been with Jesus. That was the reason for their courage. That was the reason for their boldness. Your friends rub off on you. Jesus had an effect. He said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they were bold, they were audacious. That audacity was not because they had PhD. That audacity was not because they went to school, Cambridge, no. It was because they had been. Latter phrase said that they had been, they took knowledge of them. They had been with Jesus. Association made them courageous. Association made them what? Audacious. The kind of people you move with determine what level of resources you command. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. We know that scripture. Blessed is the man that walketh not and standeth not, sitteth not. Who you stand, who you sit, who you walk with determines how you end up in life. There are some people where you know yourself that anytime I'm with this person, things don't go well. Check out. It is not compulsory for you to have close friends. It's not compulsory. Friendship is not by force. It is by choice. You don't have to have friends. As long as you have people, you can have acquaintances. Yes, people that you, hi, appreciate you. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. And you move on. But we sit down with tête-à-tête. What happened to you? You know, they affect your destiny. They affect your destiny. And I pray for you and I that we will choose right in the name of Jesus. We will choose the right friends in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I would like to close on this note tonight. Let us run through all the factors that I've mentioned tonight. Number one factor is what? Diligence. Number two is what? Number three? Number four? Number five? Number six? If we can put all these factors into place, not just hearing but doing them, I'm too sure and I know that your level of success will be out of this world in the name of Jesus. It will be beyond human comprehension. And I pray for you and I, by the time this year is ending, you will be minimum of 100 times better than where you are in the name of Jesus. You'll be far better. As a student, you'll be better. As a businessman, you'll be better. As a married man, you'll be better. As an employee in an organization, you'll be better. And God will enlarge your coast in the name of Jesus. Can we please be on our...
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.